Welcome back to the Legend of You podcast, where we empower you to unleash the legend within by sharpening your mental faculties, improving relationships, and strengthening your connection to the universe. I am your host, Mr. Tenacity. I am joined by my lovely co-host, Linnell Osinga, and now is the time to unleash the legend within. Welcome to the Legend of You podcast. I hope that everyone is having a marvelous start to their week. I am so happy and grateful that I can sit here with you all today and start this week off with a bang. I pray that you enjoyed both of last week's episodes where we talked about gratitude and focusing on the good in our life and how that expands good. And then the trauma interview that we had on Friday. If you have not seen either one of those, I encourage you to go back and check those last two episodes out. They are game changers in your life and will help you no matter where you are in your journey. Today, we really want to focus on overcoming challenges. At the end of the day, we're always going to face challenges. I was talking to my therapist the other day, and yes, I have a therapist. And I enjoy being able to just speak with him on a regular basis. Even though I feel like I'm in a better place today than when I started, I don't want to end that relationship because I feel like it's very valuable. And we were talking about how it seems like every time I try to move forward with something, there's like an injury or, you know, some type of setback. And I was kind of complaining and was like, you know, I just wish that this wasn't happening. And he said, well, that's just life, right? And it's a simple answer, but it's very true. Life is going to have problems in it. It's going to have challenges. You're going to have setbacks. So we can't really get into this headspace of being pouty about the fact that situations arise. All we can do is respond to that situation correctly. I can't remember who said it, but they basically said just that we, you know, you can't control what happens a lot of times in life, but we can control how we respond to those situations in our life. And it reminded me of our journey with our daughter when she had her stroke. We were in Germany. My wife was 38 weeks pregnant, and she has this stroke. And for the first 24 hours, she was misdiagnosed at the first hospital. And it was like that whole part of it was just like a blur because we didn't know what was going on. We didn't know how to help our daughter, and it didn't seem like the doctors knew either, right? And so there was a language barrier. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of confusion. A lot of confusion in that first 24 hours. And then we finally, a neurologist is like, hey, give her an MRI, which should have happened way before this doctor mentioned they should do it, right? Regardless, they give her the MRI and they realize that she had had a stroke, that her brain was swollen, she needed emergency surgery. And they ship us to a different hospital. And, you know, while we were there, they, of course, gave her the emergency surgery. But my wife ended up, you know, going into labor during that period of time because we were there for about 2 weeks. She made it to the 40 term mark or whatever with our child. But she ended up going into labor, and it was crazy. It was my daughter in one room fighting for her life and my wife giving birth in another room. So we have that going on. And then they're like, hey, we need to ship her to America to get, you know, the care that she really needs. Oh, but by the way, you're wife and your newborn has to stay here in Germany because they don't have paperwork to fly. And he's too young to fly.
Well, he wasn't too young. They just said that he didn't have, because he did not have his passport yet, that he could not leave. And so I said, okay, got you. So what does that mean for our family? And it was, hey, you got to stay until you get all your paperwork together. So I ended up staying. I just got my license the week that my daughter had her stroke. So it was the first time I had learned how to drive internationally, and I was scared of the Autobahn, but I had no choice but to face my fear and the challenge that was given to me and make it home from Hamburg University to Baumholder, Germany. And I had to stay there for 2 weeks with a newborn baby during snowing and ice all over the ground. It was just a horrible winter storm. And my family had to go off to Walter Reed in DC. And that was very challenging because in the same 2 weeks that we were there waiting for the paperwork to get completed, that's when the Army said, well, I doubt that he will be able to, Chad would be able to go to Iraq. So, or Afghanistan, whichever one. So you might as well just clear base for him. And that way you guys don't have to come back here. And I'm like, oh, that sounds great, wonderful. Except for I have a newborn baby. Okay. It's an ice storm and it's Christmas. So everybody's basically left. But that was a challenge that I needed to defeat so that we did not have to come back to Germany once I left with the baby. And I did it. I cleared base by myself with the baby. And, you know, I learned more about how strong I was and how I had tenacity myself, even though it was a different sense because he's got accidents. But there's challenges that have been given to me as the mother, as the wife of this family, to take on and lead and execute for my family. And when you have challenges, you have to be solution oriented all day. You cannot sit in whatever the circumstance that you're going through. You have to be able to figure out what part can you take on, what part can you fix, what part can you work on, and then just face that.
And what part you can enjoy in the journey as well, because like when Talia was in Walter Reed, finally Linnell was able to fly and get back to us, and they used to have like a little game room. Talia was stuck in this ward with other kids that had really severe issues, you know, leukemia. They basically couldn't be exposed to the rest of the hospital, so they were in this ward, and everyone had to be very cautious of these kids that were all around. But they had everything there. They had playrooms and, you know, all this stuff. And we would play the Wii back then. That was the thing, was the Wii. And we would play the Wii all day. Yeah, for hours, play bowling. And, you know, Talia would be in her wheelchair just bowling, right? And, you know, we could have sat there every waking moment wondering what was going to happen, why this happened. And trust me, you have those moments.
Oh,
you have,
for sure.
Like, I'm not sitting here trying to say that we're superhuman, because we're not. We had a lot of moments where we questioned things and we didn't understand. But what I am saying is that you try to focus on every moment that you can that's positive and make the most out of those moments when you're going through hardship. Because there are slivers of good times and good things and learning points along the way, right? And it encourages you to be solution oriented and not to really focus on all the bad. Like we used to say in the Army all the time, new normal, right? What is your new normal? And this was her new normal. And we had to figure out as a family, this was our new normal too. So we had to figure out as a family, how are we going to live? How are we going to do things? How are we going to have fun? You know, and were we going to allow a hospital to stop us from enjoying life and cherishing every second that we had? Because she almost lost her life. So, and now we got this newborn, and you know, the whole situation was crazy. We would go on coffee dates when they had this Starbucks
kiosk.
Yeah, a little kiosk. Mm-hmm. And that we would escape for 20 minutes, 30 minutes and stand in line and talk and laugh. And at the time, it wasn't like this was early in our relationship, and things weren't the best between me and Linnell.
No.
Right. And so this struggle, this issue actually brought us closer together because we were forced to focus on the good or be miserable. Like there, because if you weren't willing to find the good things, if you weren't willing to find the positives and the things that you could do to enjoy that moment, there wasn't a lot they were going to give you that you were going to enjoy, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't have a house. We didn't have, we were living out of a bag basically. So it wasn't like our, you know, Taylan was basically lived in a car seat with our newborn. Like everywhere he went, he was just in a car seat. We were at one point we were in a Ronald McDonald house that was itchy and cold. And we love Ronald McDonald house because they saved us on two occasions.
Thank you.
But it doesn't mean it was comfortable, especially for a newborn.
Right.
And so there was a lot of uncomfortable points, but we just figured out a way to find the slivers of hope and the good things. Like we would go out to eat on and little sandwiches at the kiosks and at the cafeterias. Mm-hmm. And I would steal Talia in the wheelchair and run around Walter Reed, even though they told me not to. And we would stop at the little commissary thingy that they had in Walter Reed. We just lived in that moment of crazy.
I remember in Germany before they had taken off to come back to the United States. It was our anniversary. And we weren't even thinking that day about like, oh, it's our anniversary. What do we need to tell? We were just thinking we're all together. Like we had our oldest son with us, and then we had our newborn baby and Talia. And we just went down to the cafeteria and we just celebrated with nasty cheeseburgers and cold French fries. Mm-hmm. But you know what? That was given to us in the moment. So we made do. We at least had food in our bellies and we were together and we enjoyed just the moment of laughing and making Talia feel comfortable and feel loved and feel like she wasn't alone in the circumstance that she woke up to after having the stroke.
Yeah, feeling sorry for yourself doesn't solve the situation. And a lot of times when we're going through things, of course, whoever's listening, you're going to have your own struggles and they're going to be different than what we've experienced. But being solution oriented, like Linnell said, and finding the good along the journey is the same no matter what the issue is and what the problem is. You know, we also bought into the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something that this moment won't last.
That's it.
You see what I'm saying? Like there is a tomorrow. So we were all buying into a better tomorrow. We were buying into, you know, what was past the storm. And we knew that we had to do it together. We knew we had to make every moment that we had in that count for something. Okay. And we knew that we couldn't listen to all the negative that the doctors and the therapists and everybody else was saying, oh, can't, won't, this will be new normal. You know, no, you know, we just kept fighting. We just kept grinding. And then we kept ensuring that we were buying in together into a better tomorrow. So that bigger picture, whatever that bigger picture is for you, focus on that, not on right now, because this too shall pass.
That's right.
What's beautiful is when you get through hard stuff and you make it on the other end, again, like I told you in the beginning, there's always going to be another hard thing, okay?
Oh, yeah.
We dealt with Talia's stroke, and then we had to deal with two autistic children, right? That we didn't know anything about autism. Back then, it wasn't like like broadcasted like it is now. Right. Like there's an awareness about autism now that just didn't exist when, you know, our two were born.
Yeah.
It was very, I mean, honestly, until Talia's stroke, we weren't really that aware of how many issues kids had. Right.
We like, didn't, yeah, especially special needs. We just weren't, we only probably around like maybe one, two kids that we knew that had special needs, you know, and if they did, I mean, their parents definitely didn't make that a topic.
Yeah.
And they didn't,
it wasn't a thing.
No,
it really was. You were surrounded by able minded, embodied people for the vast majority of our time. And, you know, like, so now we're in this situation, right? But my, I guess what I'm trying to say with that is you leverage your past wins into that new issue. Mm-hmm. You say, hey, I got through whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It might have not been pretty, but we got through it.
Right.
Okay. And we got to the other side and everything turned out okay. I can do this too.
Yes.
Right?
And we had to be examples to our daughter. We can't tell her to, you know, be strong, hold on, fight. You know, I mean, yeah, we're dropping tears while we're talking to her. That's dead ass. But at the same time, we had to show her that our actions meant more than our words. And that if we wanted to fight against everything that everybody said couldn't happen, then we needed to show them.
Yeah. You have to come as a unified force. And when you're married, you know, we talked about teamwork like 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. or I think it was, or 3 weeks maybe. We talked about being a team in your marriage. And when you're going through, this applies to single and married because you're going to face problems. And I don't know if the solution is much different than what we just said, whether you're single or married. But what I will say is when you're married, I've seen a lot of people, and we did it a few times too, is you go against each other or you go with opposite ways. Both don't work. Both cause you to not move the needle at all towards success, right? And it causes flare-ups and issues and nothing gets resolved. So as a couple, as a marriage and as a unit, you have to come together and work towards that common goal together. And like I said, when we would go on coffee dates and we would order, we knew every wing place in DC, man, I'm telling you, right? I gained probably like 40 pounds off chicken wings and Chinese food. But that was like little dates for us is getting, you want to try, we're going to experiment with the hot Mau Mau chicken, you know, and we're like, okay, right? You know, that and Starbucks and taking walks around the atrium, like that was our freedom, okay? But we did it together. We knew where we were going together. We had our moments, and we definitely had our moments of going opposite ways along this journey because both of us are strong-willed people, and once we get something in our head, it's in our head, you know? But the point is that we eventually came together as one and moved in a common direction. And if you don't do that, that problem just persists. Whatever the hardship is, it just gets worse. It just becomes mm-hmm. that much more difficult when you and your partner aren't on the same page,
right?
So having those tough conversations, we've had to have a lot of tough conversations with about our daughter, about our kids, about us, about where we were going, what we wanted, what our future was going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to buy into something that was common for both of us, okay? And then move in that direction as a unit. And like Linnell said, then our kids get on board because they see that this is what the family is doing,
right?
We are, and that's one thing that I will say we did fairly well is we brought the kids in. We didn't hide anything from them. No. This is the situation. Yeah. This is your daughter. I mean, your daughter. This is your sister, you know, our sister to our youngest ones. Hey, they have autism. They can't understand certain things. So even with her issues, we had to teach her how to deal with her younger brothers. Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's a constant learning. It's a constant, you know, molding of the family unit. But and then we had our oldest, who was God sent and helping throughout this entire process and helping us keep a solid, you know, family, you know, a unit of oneness. And it wasn't easy. We had a lot of moments where we struggled.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, those moments don't define you. No. Okay.
Actually, they do. They make you stronger.
Well, yeah,
they do. They make you stronger and they make you become a unit, no different than any basketball team, NFL team. Those who are in combat together, when you're at war, you may not even like the person that you're next to. But once you get out, you step out and you go off to war, once you step on the court, once you step on the field, you're one. Because the goal is what? To win. To win. That's the whole goal. So you figure out what the solution is to win and whatever circumstance you're in, whatever challenge that is given to you when it comes to life, and you crush it. And that's all we're trying to tell you is that you're going to be able to jump from one hurdle to the next. Guess what? There's more shit waiting for you.
Yeah.
As soon as you complete one challenge, because it's called life. But what you have to do is say, okay, what part can I play in this? Because not everything you're going to be able to fix. You can't change things. Our daughter, if we could have changed time, if we could have changed her falling for a second time and having a stroke, man, we would have done that. If we could have changed our son being able to speak before 7 years old, we would have done that, but we couldn't. And so what we did was we allowed the creator who created all of us, okay, and he knew the purpose of why we're here, to go ahead and do what he's supposed to, and that's continue to touch us and help us grow and continually stay together and work together. As he does his part, then we do our part here, and then it all works together as one.
And she is 100% right. I love the analogy about soldiers and, you know, athletes. It is the hardship and how you respond to those struggles that really create that bond and that winning mentality, mm-hmm. right? And I think that's why our family has gotten to the place where they are and so very strong, because we've had to work as a unit and we've had to respond a lot to a lot of different things. And, you know, it doesn't, like she said, it doesn't stop. So get used to responding.
That's it.
And change the way you look at problems.
Yes.
Right? You can, like I said, you can cry about it and be, oh, why is this happening to me? That I've been there. I know what that feels like. But I can tell you that you don't become solution minded. You don't respond correctly to the problem when it's a woe is me. However, when you change the outlook and that perspective and you say, hey, this is a chance to grow. This is what it, you know, this is just life, right? And I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to get stronger and get through this. And somehow this is going to make me and my life better. Mm-hmm. And then you just move forward.
That's it.
And you figure it out as you move. I think that we, again, kind of like with the gratitude piece, if you didn't listen to that episode, go back and listen to it.
No, please.
Because that was a good one. But mm-hmm. what you focus on expands. We chose to focus on good things during hard times. And so we got a lot of good stuff in that along that journey, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of great lessons that we are able to teach other people and teach our own kids about life and about struggle and overcoming and being strong. So that doesn't happen if we're focusing only on the bad. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that all they can see, it's what's wrong. And then they wonder why that's all that ever happens. I was like that. I was always negative. I was always seeing what was wrong. And there was always something wrong. Right. But when there's always something right, there's always something right. I don't know if that made sense to y'all. Right. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, what you focus on will expand is my point.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you are focused on all the good in your life, that's what you're going to get more of, period. All right. So that being said, as we move into this week and challenges arise, because they will, small, big, medium, they're all going to pop in and out of your life throughout the week. Let's approach it with a positive perspective, willing to extract lessons and value from each of those things. And every time we get through one hurdle, allow that hurdle to give us the confidence to move into the next one. And we just gain momentum until we become an unstoppable force in your life, in your business, in your family, whatever it is. That should be your mission for this week, is to become unstoppable, to gain that momentum, and to focus on all the good that is coming from every situation in your life. All right. Now, if something we said resonated to you, because imagine if you were living in all this negativity, okay, like I was, and all of a sudden you began to approach life with positivity. You began to see the good in every situation. And then all of a sudden, more good things started happening. You started to enjoy life. You started to be able to get over those hurdles a lot easier. You started to gain some confidence in yourself and in your ability to solve problems. When problems arise, you don't see the problem, you see the solution, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how can I get around it? The mountain's the mountain, right? Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Imagine what your life, your business, your marriage, your relationships would look like if that's how you approach life. And if you're sitting there saying, man, that's what I want, and you're a little lost on how to fully get that, I would love for you to set up a call with me. It's a free 30-minute breakthrough call. I don't want any money from you. It's no obligation other than to show up and gain some value. But if you know that you need some mentorship, some guidance, which I'm going to be honest, it's a game changer when you get the right advice and the right person in your corner, then I would love to be that person to impart into you and to help you become the best version of you and help you get over these hurdles. And if that's you, click that link. All right. I would look forward to talking to you and adding some value in your life. And until next time,
go kill it.